This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, June 6, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Islamic herdsmen in Nigeria attacked and killed 3 Christians with machetes while they were asleep at home in the city of Kaduna. The Muslims also burned down the home of Reverend Sela Yamusa, who thanks God that his family escaped alive. The California battle between the committed socialist Bernie Sanders and the other socialist, Hillary Clinton, is hitting a fevered pitch ahead of the primary tomorrow.
We have worked too hard for too long. We have come too far to let anybody turn us back now. And we are going to stand our ground while we seek common ground to solve the problems that face our country, to bring people together across all the lines that divide us. So we are going to defend human rights and women's rights and gay rights and civil rights and workers' rights and immigrant rights.
2 recent polls show Sanders within 2 percentage points of Hillary Clinton in this key primary race. A total of 548 delegates are at stake. The Sanders campaign is hoping that a victory in California will encourage superdelegates to switch their allegiances at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia in July. A 7-year-old student at Desert Rose Elementary in Palmdale, California, is in trouble for passing out short notes containing Bible verses. His mother, Christina Zavala, packed the notes with his lunch, and the youngster distributed the Bible verses to his friends while standing on a public sidewalk outside the school. School administrators called a Los Angeles deputy to reprimand him for his offensive actions, according to the Santa Monica Observer. And his first grade teacher rebuked him publicly and called Mr. and Mrs. Zavala, warning them that such actions violated the so-called separation of church and state. The Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, has recently intervened in this case, informing the school district that students have the right to exercise freedom of speech through printed materials. Life News reports that the Louisiana State Senate has approved a bill to make the Bayou State the next to ban abortions on babies with genetic abnormalities like Down syndrome. Louisiana is poised to join Indiana and North Dakota in banning abortions for children with special needs. President Barack Obama has personally pressured public schools across the country to open bathrooms to transgendered students. And now the president is backing up his position with references from the Bible.
My reading of scripture tells me that that golden rule is pretty high up there in terms of my Christian belief. That doesn't mean somebody else has to interpret it the same way.
The president may have missed Deuteronomy 22:5 in his reading of scripture. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. 11 states, Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin are suing over the federal directive. Also, public schools in Washington state will begin teaching students as young as kindergartners about transgenderism in the fall of 2017. They'll be taught to, quote, understand there are many ways to express gender, unquote. Matthew 18:6 declares, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Inspectors filed a 52-page report detailing dozens of health and safety violations of the abortion mill run by Stephen Chase Brigham in Virginia. According to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Brigham has been barred from practicing medicine in 5 states. He has faced criminal charges for killing late-term babies and for employing a sex offender at one of his facilities. Muhammad Ali, who won the 1964 Boxing World Heavyweight Championship from Sonny Liston in an upset at the age of 22, died on Friday at 74 years of age. Ali converted to Islam in 1964 when he was initially affiliated with the Nation of Islam led by Elijah Muhammad. He was known for his boasting and his commitment to the Muslim religion to the end. Let us all remember that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.